The following program has been closed captioned for shut-ins.
And so my throat is experiencing the difficulties as it were and ever shall be. Amen. How?
Amen. By the way, that was Archer of Archer Radio getting fucked on my opening. Oh! Archer Radio getting fucked on my opening. Now that's a picture. That's a picture and a half.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 172 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 1st of October, 2008. And coming up on today's show, Big Fatty is going to talk about some podcasts that he's been listening to, and, you know, who knows, there may even be a little, what is that thing called? Memory lane music. Oh, Lord. Sweet mother of God, y'all, if it is October, you know what that means. It is Snowflake's birthday month, and y'all, he will be relentless. If you've never been through a birthday month with Archer from over there at Snowflake Radio, it's just, it is hideous the way that he just drolls on and on and on about,
hey, October's my birthday month.
And I mean, he will take it all the way to the end of the month. I mean, he will, you know, y'all, it really is just embarrassing. But, you know, I'm not going to call a whole lot of attention to it because I know he's going through, you know, a difficult time with his mother, you know, having to, you know, almost get killed buying him groceries at the commissary. But anyway, happy birthday, Archer. Oh, Lord. Isn't it wonderful to be in October, y'all? Big Fatty loves him some October. And I don't really know why, other than it finally starts to get a little cool here in Charleston. And since it is October the 1st, I'm looking at my calendar, and something begins at sundown today, and it is Owl Fitter, F-I-T-R. Do any of you celebrate the Owl Fitter? I don't know. So, I don't know. Anyway, there's all kinds of good stuff going on. Y'all, I was listening to some podcasts today, and, you know, first of all, I hear over, speaking of Archer, and by the way, the opening was a little clip from the Shut-Ins podcast, and she evidently had sounds of Archer getting fucked at the beginning of her show, which she says she credited me as a deliberate steal, but, you know, that's okay. That's okay. We'll get to the shut-in again in just a minute. But, y'all, on Archer's show today, or on Tuesday's show, or Monday's show, you know, he's just getting older and older, and he gets confused on the fucking dates. I mean, it's the Monday show that comes out on Tuesday, and he's not going to do a group show on Wednesday because he's got to go to a class to learn something that he doesn't plan on using so that he can get paid more money so he can whine and complain that his paycheck is so small. Then he sends his poor mother, who I think is 80 years old, he sends her out to the commissary to buy him bananas because they're three cents a pound cheaper. And, I mean, people are sending him cereal from Australia just to shut him up. But no. But anyway, he's listening to, I'm listening to his show from whenever the fuck it was. And he's Okay, I'm watching Dancing with the Targe. Now, you know, Big Fatty has suggested to all of you that you ought to listen to the Dancing with the Stars. But, you know, Archer's the first one. No, I'm not watching that. I'm not watching that. I'm going to watch the Plaid Channel. But, so he's got it on, and then he's like, oh, Rocco DeSpiro, he's hot. Oh, God, there's that Cloris Leachman. She looks a little cray-cray, you know. And so, you know, all you got to do, y'all, this just goes to prove it. If Archer can look up and at the Dancing with the Targe, I'm not asking you to get up and fucking dance with them, okay? Don't. In fact, I don't want to see you dancing with them. So please, for the love of God, no videos of you dancing, Archer, okay? Please, for the love of God, no videos of that. But anyway, so he's over there, and so he's watching a little bit of the Dancing with the Targe last night. So, anyway, moving on, I'm listening today to Miss Wes. And Miss Wes is over there, and y'all, I've got a lot of podcasts that I'm very far behind on. And so if I haven't mentioned you, and I said this earlier, if I haven't mentioned you, I just haven't gotten to your podcast yet, or I'm not fucking listening. And, you know, you'll just have to wait and see, which is the case. But anyway, Miss Wes, she is getting ready to fly to New York. And she was hoping to meet up with some of the podcasters. And she did hear from Confessions of a Southern Boy. That'd be Eric, the Southern Boy. And by the way, I went over to Eric's website today, which is over at the Confessions, at theconfessional.com. And anyway, he's over there, and he's clearly, there's a picture of him up over there. He's clearly getting ready for Miss Wes's visit as he's shoving a big, long banana down his throat. So, Miss Wes, I think there might be some banana honking or something like that, some sort of inappropriate touching. With tonsils, tonsil touching the inappropriate areas or whatever. But anyway, Miss Wes, he is going to the New York. He didn't hear from anyone but Eric the Southern Boy. We didn't expect him to hear from British John because, you know, that's just the way he is. Had you heard from British John, though, Wes, I would have told you you know, British John owes me a hand job, is he? Or a handy, I think is what he called it. He owes me a handy, and I was going to just let you collect on that. And but, you know, since you didn't hear from him, I guess there'll be no handy. You'll just have to depend on the larynx muscles of Eric the Southern Boy. And we know Walt's not going to come down because, you know, he's, you know, what do they call him? They call him, this is a... Maud? No, it's not Maud. What is it? It's Mamaw? I don't know what it is, but there's some nickname for Walt. Let's call him Maud. He probably wears caftans anyway around the house. But anyway, what was I saying? Poor Big Fatty, he is just a natter, natter, natter. Miss West, I hope you have a good time. But anyway, getting back to Andy Vera and Miss West, Miss West announced today, or whenever he posted his Going to New York cast. By the way, Miss West, that music, I'm sure, was a little too loud for Archer. And it is his birthday month, so if you could just turn the music down a little bit for the month of October, because, you know, everything's going to be, you have to please him this entire month because it's his fucking birthday month. So, anyway, I'm just putting it out there, y'all. He gets very testy during October if he is not the fucking center of attention and everything. But anyway, Miss West, she has taken me up on my challenge to get on the ship with Auntie Vera, who is now awake because he just heard me say his name. Auntie Vera and Gooch, when they go on their cruise in November. Miss West went and did a little bit of research, and she has booked herself in steerage on the, I believe he said, down with the rats. And that's not the weather rat, but he's going to be down with the rats, and he is going to be hunting down Auntie Vera and just... Don't let him know that you found him, Miss Wells. Just come back after the cruise and report to us on all the different things that you saw Auntie Vera and Gooch doing on the ship. Now, I'm going to just give you, and this is strictly a guess, you're probably going to have the best chances of seeing him if you are near the chocolate buffet, or excuse me, the buffet, because I believe she likes to eat, hence the, or at the bar. Jesus, how silly of me. Of course, at the bar. But anyway, so Miss West, don't give it away when you finally do spot Auntie Vera. Maybe if there's some photos you can grab, you know, they'll probably be blurry, you know, but, you know, I'm sure that you'll maybe have, oh, you don't have an iPhone either. Neither does Big Fatty. But you can maybe get some pictures, but give us some reports on what you see Auntie Vera, who is now still awake, because I'm still talking about her, on the cruise in November. Because, you know, we're not going to hear it. It will be as bad listening to Auntie Vera get excited about this fucking cruise as it will be listening to Archer and this fucking birthday month shit. Okay. I listened to the QCast Connection today, and apparently, they were playing, speaking of British John, they were playing some e-letters, and well, I guess they were playing voice letters, they were reading some e-letters, and there was one that came in from British John, and British John has his mother, hi Mrs. Baker, visiting New York, and you know, I'm sure, you know, Miss West, had Mrs. Baker known you were going to be up there, I'm sure she would have wanted to share a cupcake with you or something like that. But anyway, Mrs. Baker is up visiting British John, and he made some statement about, Mummy,
when you're here, I'll have to be doing some editing on my podcast.
And she goes, oh, yes, that's right. You do have one of those. I heard about that over at the QCast. Because she don't fucking listen to British John. Because, you know, who gives a shit about a podcast name in my country? That's all I got to say. Now, I was also listening to the PNS Explosion today. And they had a caller from England, from in my country, and he was, what was he doing? He was getting ready to come to New York also. So, you know, Miss West, it's too bad that you didn't know who this person was, so that you could have met this person up there. But anyway, just give them all the finger for Big Fatty and, you know, for yourself. But anyway, y'all, I have gotten some e-letters. Yeah, they are e-letters. Y'all, it's going to be turning chilly here, and I know that because I can see the forecast clearer because it's now in high definition. I have received an e-letter from John over there in Ely, and he has sent me some sort of music file on the Skype, and he says that I need to log into the Skype to get that. So, John, I'm going to do that right now. I'm logging into the Skype. God, I hope Archer's not on here. I'd hate to have to fucking talk to him. Because, you know, all he'll be doing is talking about that fucking birthday month shit. Okay, and I don't see anything here, John. And I don't know how to get e-letters or anything like that. John W. in the United Kingdom. Okay. How do I get the music from you? Oh, John W. wants to send you a file. Shall I accept it? Sure. Oh, he's just popped right up there. I'm accepting it right now. How about that? Play it on the next show to prove that one guy, to that one guy, that you do have Joy Division in UI Touch. John W. posted file 10, Love Will Tear Us Apart, M4A to members of this chat. Okay. So, evidently I'm supposed to play this song to prove that I have Joy Division on the Inappropriate Touch. Okay. Done. All right, I'm downloading it now, John. I'm sure this is riveting, riveting podcasting. Oh, Lord. Okay, now I'm going to log off. John, I'll talk to you later. Bye. So we'll play that on an upcoming show, and now I can delete that e-letter. But now, Paul the Kitten Whisperer has sent me this story about this man who was, it was at West Virginia. Oh, Lord, West Virginia. You know about those people up there. That's where Amos McCoy was from, by the way. It was a West Virginia man who police said passed gas and fanned it toward a patrolman, has been charged with battery of a police officer. And then he sends me some sort of link here. I hope it doesn't try to break into my bank account or anything. All right, and it says here, log in or add a comment. Okay. Donkeys and elephants, oh my. Man accused after passing gas. All right, how do I do this? Oh, this is on The Dig. I think Archer goes to that. Oh, Jesus. He's come up again. All right, a West Virginia man. Okay, well, I just read that part. Authorities say Jose Cruz was pulled over for driving without headlights. Police said he smelled of alcohol and failed three field sobriety tests. He was handcuffed and taken to the police station for a breathalyzer. A criminal complaint charged that Cruz scooted his chair toward an officer and then lifted his leg and passed gas loudly. Cruz acknowledged passing gas, but he said he didn't move his chair towards the officer nor aim the gas at the patrolman. He said he had an upset stomach at the time, but police denied his request to go to the bathroom when he first arrived at the station. He faces charges that include drunken driving and battery on a police officer. Dear God, I hope I never get pulled over. I could be killed for death of a police officer. That's all I got to say. And then, y'all, Straight Bob down there in Australia tells me that I should take the vitamin B before and after a big night out, after he heard that I had had a little bit too much gin at the cast party. But he won't hear this because he has unsubscribed and he has subscribed to DQ Rick now over at the Genital Warts Radio. I've talked to you about the pictures that Logan sent me. And about Pastor me. And then there was Miss Kathy sent me a picture of an ape sandwich. Okay. And it's like a sandwich with a gorilla head in it. Okay. Thanks, Miss Kathy. Y'all, you should send me the most fucked up things in the world. Oh, I know what I was going to say. Tim Cormall, who is the patron saint of the BFO and evidently was a drag queen at one time. Oh, dear Gussie, have I talked for 20 minutes? Okay, well, he has nominated Big Fatty for a podcast award for best GLBT podcast and for best comedy podcast. How about that? And y'all, you can vote for Big Fatty. Did you know that? You can go over to podcastawards.com. And evidently, there's no www needed. And I guess the nominations are closed now, but evidently there'll be some voting or something at some point. So y'all, if you love the fat one, go over there and you know, tick it off. Tick it off, as those Brits would say. And y'all, for the love of God, at some time during this month, mention Archer's birthday about 1,000 times, because he'll be pissed if you don't. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay. me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.